The book Revelation of the Revelation is a complete revelation of the meaning of the last book in the Bible, the Revelation. Introduction. The book Genesis, the first book in the Bible, can be referred to as the introduction to the Bible, the Revelation, the last book in the Bible as the conclusion or ending, and the rest of the Bible as the main part. With this, the Bible can be looked upon as a complete book given by the Lord. Therefore, by understanding the introduction, Genesis, of the book, Bible, and its conclusion, the Revelation, it can be understood in depth. The introductory part of the Bible is described in the holiest book, and children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled, and the conclusion or the book of the Revelation is described here. The commentaries in this book are an expansion of the revelations which are given about some verses of the Revelation in the holiest book, and also they cover the verses which are not explained in the holiest book. In other words, this is a complete book of commentaries on the whole book of the Revelation, verse by verse. A brief explanation of the basic flow of the Revelation in whole before the main commentaries start will be given below. In chapter 5 of Matthew, from verses 3 to 10, 8 types of humans are described. Verse 3 describes the first ones, the poor in spirit, who become escapists and do not go through the spiritual struggle. They are the ones who forsake the society. From verses 4 to 9, the next 6 types are described, each one relating to one of the psychic centers in the human body, chakras, in spiritual progress. In verse 10, those who are called Maha, Paraviparas, avatars, are described, the ones who have reached pure consciousness and return to help others. In the Revelation, after a brief introduction in chapter 1, again the same trend of different types of people occur in chapters 2 and 3. Also, the pitfall in each step of progress, going from the lower nature to the higher one, is described. Also, after each stage, it is explained what the reward is for the person who overcomes this pitfall. These descriptions are symbolically called the seven churches and are related to the 8 types of humans described in 10 verses in chapter 5 in St. Matthew. Also, each church is related to one seal in the greater sign and its significance in history and human progress. Therefore, not only is each church representative of a psychic center, chakra, but together they also present the progress of human consciousness through time and history. It shows where each seal stands in this progress and what the prophet of that seal had tried to accomplish. In fact, we can say that the meanings of chapters 2 and 3 are the very base of both human history and understanding, the greater sign, the history, but not the creation. After chapter 3 in the Revelation, when the person progresses to a very high consciousness, pure consciousness, then, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." Revelation 4:1. After going through the stages described in chapters 2 and 3, then the door of understanding would be open to the truth of the rest of the Revelation. In chapters 4 and 5, it is described how the Lamb had reached pure consciousness and was about to open the seals of the understanding of the book in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Revelation 5:1. In chapter 6 until chapter 8, verse 2, the seven seals are opened by Christ, the symbol of each angel of the seven churches. Also, each seal is a symbol of a religion which corresponds to one of the seven seals in the greater sign. From 8:2 until the end of chapter 11, the seven angels with seven trumpets are described. The trumpet is an instrument with a tremendous sound, and if blown strongly, it can awaken people. So it is a symbol of truth which comes by these seven angels, which are the same as the angels of the churches, prophets of the seven religions. They bring the truth to humanity, but humans do not pay any heed and continue in their own ways. So create karma or sin. Sin is transgression from the laws of the Lord, and this results in many disasters and tribulation. This is described to come after each angel sounds his trumpet. In chapter 10, before the seventh angel comes, the era of flourishment of the intellectuals is described, which corresponds to the same era prophesied in the book of Daniel. For more detail, read Commentaries on Prophecies in Daniel, Period of Intellectual Domination. It is after this intellectual era that the seventh angel will come, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10:7. In chapter 11, it is described that these angels, the prophets, will come, bring the truth, and prophesy for 3,500 years. But each time after they leave, their teachings will be distorted and become dead, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street. Revelation 11:8. Until eventually the seventh angel will sound his trumpet, and the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of God. In chapters 12 and 13, the process and reasons for confusion in the mind of the individual is described by four symbols. The red dragon as attraction to the external world. The beast with seven heads, which rises up out of the sea. Revelation 13:1. Symbolizes desire. The beast with two horns like a lamb, Revelation 13:11, as attachment which comes to men because of desire. And the result of all this is the mark, Revelation 13:17, that such people carry on themselves. This mark that they will be known by is the greed for having more of this external world. The attraction of the external world, red dragon, desires, beast with seven heads, attachment, beast with two horns, and greed, the mark, are the four winds which cause both the individual consciousness and the world to become confused and turbulent. Their consciousnesses, water, become restless by these winds. This confusion comes to the people because of the influence of the tamaguna over their souls, which causes them to fall to their lower nature. It is this lower nature which should be overcome in the earthly life. In chapter 14, again the seven angels will bring other events that will happen besides those already described. These will occur in the same time period after each seal is opened by each angel, consisting of a span of 3,500 years. Again, it is in the time of the seventh angel that the earth is ripe, and the winepress is used to separate those who are ready from those who have lagged behind. Again, in chapter 15 until 16:18, the same angel in the same period of time, 3,500 years, will appear with the last plague. When the seventh angel pulls out his vial, the plan of God finishes and it will be done. It is done. Revelation 16:7. There are two points which should be emphasized and understood. First, the angels of the churches, prophets, who will open the seven seals, seven religions, come in a time period of 3,500 years. Also, the seven angels with trumpets, the seven angels in chapter 14, and the seven angels with the last plague, Revelation 15:16-17, all come in the same time period. Each of them is a symbol of one prophet and the bringer of the tribulation after each prophet. The tribulation occurs because people will not follow the teachings of that. The second point is that it is after the last or seventh angel when the time comes that the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10:7. The kingdom of God will come. Revelation 11:15. Those who have lagged behind will be separated from those who are ripe. The clusters of the vine of the earth will be gathered because her grapes are fully ripe. 14:18. And the plan of God will be finished. It is done. Revelation 16:7. So after the seventh angel, the true reality and his plan After all these things occur and when many people realize the illusion of Maya, then is the time for Babylon to come in remembrance before God. Revelation 16:19. Babylon is the symbol of gaining wealth and power to satisfy the selfish desires and or for making name and fame for selfish ends, vain hope. In chapters 17 and 18, the fall of Babylon is described. Then is the time for the glory of God to come, which is in chapter 19. The rest of the revelation is about what will happen after that. In chapter 20, the two stages of judgment are described and many will be saved. So there will be many angels, avatars, by the end of the time of the chapter. Therefore, there will be many laborers to help the process of bringing the whole universe to pure consciousness. Those who had not reached pure consciousness by this time will be born again in the manifested world, cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20. Those who had reached pure consciousness and those who will also overcome and reach there shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21:7. Also in chapter 21, a symbolic description of New Jerusalem, pure consciousness, is present. In chapter 22, it is assured that all these things will surely happen and are true. Amen. C is the symbol of individual consciousness in confusion mind, because C symbolizes restless water consciousness. But the use of the phrase the Great Sea refers to the consciousness of the world, human society in general. That is why the symbolic meaning of baptism, by merging the person into the restless water river of Jordan and taking him out again, refers to removing him from confusion. However, the base for confusion in both consciousnesses, individual and social, are the four winds: attraction, desire, attachment, and greed.